Ladies and gentlemen, and that beautiful baby out there, little Angel. I don't know why they let Mr. Hatcher hold her, though. Love you, man. And welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner's Court. Judge Brannick is under the weather, and Commissioner Alford had to go to a meeting, so you got the three amigos here, and we're going to proceed as following. Commissioner Erickson will say the prayer, and Commissioner Willis will say the pledge.
Okay, bow your heads and join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to gather together, conduct the business of the county. We ask that you give us wisdom and guidance, that we what we do and what we say and what we decide is pleasing in your sight. Father, we ask healing for those who are maybe under the weather. We ask for safe travels, and we ask that you continue to protect our students and teachers as school really gets underway. Father, lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. We ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next we will have a resolution.
Wait, we got to have a public. You got to ask about
the public. Oh, yeah. Anyone listening by phone can mute your phone or dial #6 to speak. If you would like to speak, speak now. Forever hold your peace. Thank you. Next, we'll go to the district clerk agenda item, and it'll be a resolution for Ms. Cheryl Rivers. She had so many years that they didn't put it on here, but a Commissioner Arnold. I mean, God forbid.
Are you going back?
Yeah. You look like him.
Don't insult me like that.
Commissioner Erickson will read the resolution. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
I have second.
All right.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Want to come up to the mic? We'll read this resolution for you. Whereas Cheryl Rivers has devoted 19 years serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism and courtesy towards her co-workers, judges, attorneys, and the general public, and she will be missed by her co-workers in the district clerk's office, particularly those in the family law division. Whereas Cheryl Rivers has dedicated her exceptional work ethic and knowledge to her position as deputy clerk for the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office Family Law Division and has earned the respect of the public as well as her colleagues. Whereas Cheryl Rivers has served under three honorable district clerks, Lolita Ramos, Jane Burge, and Jamie Smith. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend Cheryl Rivers for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Congratulations.
Want to say, introduce everybody and say a few words? Say how much you're going to miss us?
I appreciate my family being here, my husband, Derek, my grandchild, Zora, my mom, Joyce, my sister, Gwen, best friend, Terry, sister-in-law, Pat, brother, Craig, my son, Cameron, in the back, other brother-in-law, Tiger.
And
I appreciate everything that Jamie has done for me and given me the opportunity to serve the county.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for all your years of service.
I'm missing you on the back steps coming in. Jamie whipping you in. We have a flag that was flown over the Capitol, I think, or this courthouse. I don't know which one it is. We're going to present it to you. Take my back, my knee is killing me. And we have that resolution signed by the judge and Commissioner Alford. Congratulations.
They could Photoshop the commissioner out of it. We are going to truly, truly miss Cheryl. She is an outstanding professional, someone very compassionate. dealing with the difficult subject of child support, which she handled for us. She handled it outstanding. And the thing about it is, we may be able to replace the position, but we'll never be able to replace the person. So I'm really blessed and thankful to have her. So wish her good luck.
If y'all would like to stay, you're welcome to stay. We're pretty short meeting, but you're welcome to leave. Okay, next we have items under purchasing. Next we have items under purchasing. Item A, considering approving newer for IFB term contract for larvicide or for Jefferson County Mosquito Control for a first 1 year renewal with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. from September 23rd to 2025 to September 22nd, 2026. Item B, consider and approve a professional service agreement with College Engineers, Inc. for engineering services for Humphrey Park Boat Launch Damage Assessment, Port Arthur, Texas, for a lump sum of $14,094 in accordance with discretionary exemptions as authorized by Local Government Code 262024A4, a personal and professional service, funding available through capital projects. Item C, consider and approve, execute and receive, and file change order number one to agreement 25003MR election security grant services for a county clerk's office with Steep Metal Solutions, LLC, in the amount of $13,157 for increased application development, bringing the total amount from $79,061 to $92,218, funded by the election security grant. Item D, consider and approve, execute and receive, and file change order number one to agreement 25011-MR County Clerk Microsoft Software with Steep Metal Solutions LLC for a decrease of $14,073.12 for a reduction in the number of Microsoft's software license with security and compliance. Add-ons decreasing the total amount from $15,110 to $1,036. Something don't look right about that. But I'll read it as wrote. Funded by the election security grant. Item E, consider and approve, execute. Let's go back to item D. Is there a number missing in that? Is that right?
No.
Okay. All right. Y'all know better. Item C, E, consider and approve, execute and receive and file change order number four for contract IFB 23-035 JW Crane Bayou Pump Station generators and buildings. Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program Project for Jefferson County to BDS Constructors LLC DBA MK Construction for an additional 22 contract days, bringing the total from 643 to 665 calendar days due to a delay in receiving generator parts. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Section 200-318-326. This project was awarded on Tuesday, August 15, 2023. Funding for this project provided by the Texas General Land Office, GLO, contract number 20-065-121-6408, and with an additional cost over the budgeted GLOBE grant funds for this project to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District 7 per interlocal agreement. Item F, under purchasing, Consider and approve, execute, and receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by the Local Government Code 263-152A-1 by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, September the 6th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Item G, consider and approve, execute, and receive and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code 263-5283 for a broken and obsolete item. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
The only thing I have, this damages this professional services. I hope it, and I know y'all are going to have some further conversations about that, but you know, if there's a way for us to ultimately recoup that almost $15,000 we're spending to have these damages assessed, I hope we would look into that as well.
Right, and that's what we did discuss, and I think we'll discuss that with Judge, get Kathleen involved for us in the aspect of what we can do. I think we spent a lot of money on that boat launch and different things, so we want to make sure it stay there. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you. All right. Here we go. Next item is County Auditor. Consider and approve budget transfer, Road and Bridge 3, additional cost to repair road machinery in the amount of $20,000. Item B, consider and approve budget transfer, Road and Bridge Precinct 1, additional cost of road repair road machinery in the amount of $4,400. Item C, regular county bills, check number 530950 through check number 531165. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Okay. Under County Clerk, we have... Kathleen, do I need to do the public hearing first? Or?
You may want to go ahead and do the public hearing first and then take the other items.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next we have a public hearing. Item D, conduct a public hearing on the county clerk's record and archive plan for fiscal year 2025-2026. The public hearing is now open at 10:43.
I think you need to have a motion and a second.
Oh, yeah, give me one of the motions and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and discussion. Okay. Motion passes. Item open there at 10:44. Item D, public hearing open at 10:44. Anyone like to discuss it? Public hearing is closed at 10:44. Thank you. Next, we'll consider item E, considering possibly approve and receive and file the county clerk's record archive plan for fiscal year 2025 through 2026.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Motion passes. Okay, we'll go back to the top. All right. County Clerk, item A. Consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute joint election service contract between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont, City of Bevel Oaks, City of Grove, City of Port Arthur, City of Port Neches, Jefferson County Drainage District number 7, Jefferson County Emergency Service District number 1, Jefferson County Emergency Service District number 5, Jefferson County Water Control Improvement District number 10, Port Neches Groves Independent School District, Port of Port Arthur Navigation District of Jefferson County, Texas for the November 4th, 2025 general election. Item B, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file order calling for a constitutional amendment, special and joint election to be held on November the 4th, 2025. The order includes the adoption of a countywide vote center for this election. The location and times of early voting and election day voting are also attached. Item C, consider and possibly approve, execute, and receive, and file notice calling for a constitutional amendment, special and joint election for November the 4th. Do I have a motion to approve items A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Motion passes. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. I need to do this more often. I have already. Judge need to miss more often. Both. All right. Next, we have the county treasurer. Receiving file investment schedule for July 2025, including the year-to-date earnings and county funds. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Tim, do you have anything?
No, sir, not really, but I'll just keep you all up to date. Through 10 months, we're at $7,663,000 on our total earnings, so we still have 2 months to go, so hopefully I'll hit the $9 million again, but we'll see.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. Thanks. Okay, next we have the district clerk. Okay.
We need to vote on that.
Did we vote on that?
Yeah, we voted. We didn't vote on
the treasurer? Did we vote on that?
No.
I thought we did.
I don't think we did.
Okay, well, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have
a motion? We got a motion and a second.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So
we got a motion. We got a second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Okay, district clerk. Okay, item A we'll do first. Conduct a public hearing on the district clerk's record archive plan for fiscal year 2025 to 2026. Do I have a motion to open this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? We have a motion and a second. Motion passed. We open this public hearing at 10:48. Anyone like to speak? Speak now, forever hold your peace. No comment. We'll close this public hearing at 10:48. Next, item B, considering possibly approve, receive, and file a district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2025 and 2026 through 2026. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Motion passes. All right, next we have a crime lab. Item A, consider and possibly approve out of the state travel for Courtney Rivers of the crime lab to attend intoxication. Let's say that. The drunk conference. Users group conference in Newport, Rhode Island, August 17th through the 21st, 2025. Funds were set aside in the crime lab budget for out-of-state travel for the users group conference, but the exact location of the conference had not been determined when the budget was approved. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Intoxilizer is a hard word to say.
Oh, man, don't try to show me up, man. That's two TJ boys. He's trying to show me
That's
up.
That's right.
Motion passes. We did it.
I'm in favor of it.
I'm in favor.
Yeah, we're in favor. Motion passes. All in favor.
that's good stuff.
Yeah. Environmental control, next item. Considering possibly approve a new retail food establishment permit and fee schedule to comply with Senate Bill number 1008. Change, we had a change, your agenda was wrong. We did correct that. 1008. Do we have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
I just wanted to thank Rhonda for putting all this together. Is there anything, any comments or anything you need to make about this? Leave that well enough alone.
Not that I'm going to be positive.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate y'all taking care of this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Y'all make me forget. Where we
got to vote.
We got to vote?
Yeah. No, we need a vote.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
Yep. Got all that.
Motion
okay,
second.
Well.
We just need
all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? All right. Motion passes. Man, you know I'm old. Okay, engineering department. Considering possibly approve a replat of part of Lot 2, Block 3, Lovell Farm Subdivision, Volume 3, page 124, map records, Jefferson County, Texas, into lots 2A, 2B, and 2C, part of the William Smith Lee abstract number 49, Jefferson County, Texas. This replat is located on FM Highway 365 in Precinct 2. This replat is located in the city of Beaumont ETJ and has met all of the city of Beaumont and Jefferson County platting requirements. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. Next, do we have any elected officials that would like to say anything? In the audience? Anyone in the audience? Okay, now let me read this thing Maria prepared for me. Friendly reminder, please announce. Please be advised that the deadline for submitting items for the Commissioner's Court agenda has changed as a result of legislators passed in Austin this session. The Open Meeting Act now has more stringent public notice requirements, which the county is required by law to follow. Effective September the 1st, 2025, all agenda items must now be submitted by 3 o'clock on the Wednesday following Commissioner's Court. This will replace the previous Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m. deadline. Please note that if a holiday falls on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, the deadline for the agenda submission will be 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Additionally, addendums will no longer be accepted moving forward. Please ensure all necessary documentation and backup materials are included with your submission. We appreciate your cooperation in helping us streamline the agenda process. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to Judge Brannick, Fred, and Maria. They wasn't on there, just said Fred.
Commissioner, and I think, aren't we scheduled to meet at 9 o'clock?
Oh,
9
yeah.
o'clock next week, because we have a legislative luncheon that we've got all got to attend. So.
Yeah, Commissioner's Court will be held at 9 o'clock. So I think some people showed up today thinking it was today. But thank y'all for tolerating me and coming out. Good to see you, Jamie.
Look, you put the little baby to sleep.
I had a common effect on people. Thank y'all for coming out. Y'all have a great day.
Good job, Commissioner.